Chapter 10. The Truth About the Angels. Paragraph 1. Question. Why learn about the angels? Jehovah wants us to know about His family. The angels are part of God's family. In the Bible, they are called sons of God. Job 38:7. What do the angels do? How have they helped people in the past? And can they help us now?
Endnote 8. Angels. Jehovah created the angels long before He created the earth. They were created to live in heaven. There are more than 100 million angels. They have names and different personalities, and loyal angels humbly refuse to be worshipped by humans. They have different ranks and are assigned a variety of work. Some of this work includes serving before Jehovah's throne, delivering His messages, protecting and guiding His servants on earth, carrying out His judgments, and supporting the preaching work. In the future, they will fight alongside Jesus in the War of Armageddon. End of endnote.
Paragraph 2. Question. Where did angels come from? How many angels were created? We need to know where the angels came from. Colossians 1:16 tells us that after Jehovah created Jesus, all other things were created in the heavens and on the earth. That includes the angels. How many of them were created? The Bible says that there are hundreds of millions of angels. Paragraph 3. Question. What does Job 38, 4-7 tell us about the angels? The Bible also teaches us that Jehovah created the angels before He created the earth. How did they feel when they saw the earth? The book of Job tells us that they were joyful. They were a close family serving Jehovah together. Angels help God's people. Paragraph 4. Question. How do we know that angels are interested in humans? Angels have always been interested in humans and in Jehovah's purpose for the earth and humans. It must have made them very sad when Adam and Eve rebelled. They must be even sadder now to see that most humans have disobeyed Jehovah. But when someone repents and returns to God, the angels are joyful. The angels are very interested in those who serve God. Jehovah uses angels to help and protect His servants on earth. Let us look at some examples of this. Paragraph 5. Question. How have angels helped God's servants in the past? Jehovah sent two angels to help Lot and his family escape the destruction of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hundreds of years later, the prophet Daniel was thrown into a lion's pit. But he was not harmed, because God sent His angel and shut the mouth of the lions. Daniel 6:22. Later, when the apostle Peter was in prison, Jehovah sent an angel to set him free. Angels also helped Jesus when He was on earth. For example, after He was baptized, angels were ministering to Him. Mark 1:13. Just before Jesus was executed, an angel strengthened Him. Paragraph 6, Question A. How do we know that angels help God's people today? Question B. What questions will we now answer? Today, angels no longer appear to humans, but God still uses angels to help His servants. The Bible says, "The angel of Jehovah camps all around those fearing Him, and He rescues them." Psalm 34:7. Why do we need protection? Because we have powerful enemies who want to harm us. Who are they? Where do they come from? How are they trying to harm us? To answer those questions, let's see what happened shortly after Adam and Eve were created. Our invisible enemies. Paragraph 7. Question. What have people done because of Satan's tricks? We learned in chapter 3 that an angel rebelled against God and wanted to rule over others. The Bible calls him Satan the devil. Satan also wanted others to rebel against God. He was able to trick Eve, and since then he has tricked most humans. However, some, such as Abel, Enoch, and Noah, remained faithful to Jehovah. Paragraph 8, Question A. How did some angels become demons? Question B. What did the demons do to survive the flood? In Noah's time, some angels rebelled and left their home in heaven to live as humans on earth. Why? The Bible tells us that they wanted to have wives. Genesis 6:2 reads, "The sons of the true God began to notice that the daughters of men were beautiful. So they began taking as wives all whom they chose." But it was wrong for angels to do that. Like those wicked angels, most humans at that time became corrupt and violent. Jehovah then decided to destroy wicked humans by flooding the whole earth. But he saved his faithful servants. To survive, the wicked angels returned to heaven. The Bible calls those wicked angels demons. They chose to join Satan's rebellion, and the devil became their ruler. Paragraph 9, Question A. What happened to the demons when they returned to heaven? Question B. What will we learn about next? Because they were rebels, Jehovah did not accept the demons back into his family. Demons cannot change into humans anymore, but they are still misleading the entire inhabited earth. Revelation 12:9. Let us learn how they are able to trick or mislead so many. 2 Corinthians 2:11 reads, "So that we may not be overreached by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs." How demons trick people. Paragraph 10, Question, how do the demons trick people? The demons trick people in many ways. When people contact the demons, they do it either directly or through someone else, such as a witch doctor or a psychic. Contact with the demons is called demonism or spiritism. But the Bible commands us to stay far away from anything that has to do with the demons. Why? Just as a hunter uses a trap to catch animals, the demons use tricks to trap and control people.
Endnote 26. Demonism or Spiritism. Demonism or Spiritism is the bad practice of trying to communicate with spirits, either directly or through someone else, such as a witch doctor, a medium, or a psychic. People who practice spiritism do this because they believe the false teaching that spirits of humans survive death and become powerful ghosts. The demons also try to influence humans to disobey God. Astrology, divination, magic, witchcraft, superstitions, the occult, and the supernatural are also part of demonism. Many books, magazines, horoscopes, movies, posters, and even songs make the demons, magic, and the supernatural seem harmless or exciting. Many funeral customs, such as sacrifices for the dead, funeral celebrations, funeral anniversaries, widowhood rites, and some wake rituals, also include contact with the demons. People often use drugs when trying to use the power of the demons. End of endnote.
Paragraph 11, Question. What is divination, and why should we avoid it? One of their tricks is called divination. That is the use of supernatural powers to try to find out about the future or the unknown. Someone might try to do this by looking at the stars, searching for omens, reading tarot cards, using a crystal ball, or reading the palm of a person's hand. Many people think that these practices are harmless, but they are not. They are very dangerous. For example, the Bible shows that demons and fortune tellers work together. At Acts 16:16-18, we read about a demon of divination who helped a girl to do fortune telling. After the Apostle Paul sent the demon away, the girl lost her ability to foretell the future. Paragraph 12, Question A. Why is it dangerous to try to communicate with the dead? Question B. Why do God's servants never get involved in demonic customs? The demons use another trick to trap people. They try to make us believe that it's possible to talk to the dead and that those who have died are actually still alive somewhere and can communicate with us or hurt us. For example, someone whose friend or relative has died may go to a person, such as a spirit medium, who says he or she can talk to the dead. The medium may tell the person something interesting about the dead friend or relative, and even imitate the dead person's voice. Many funeral customs are also based on the belief that the dead are still alive somewhere. These may include funeral celebrations, funeral anniversaries, sacrifices for the dead, widowhood rites, or some wake rituals. When Christians refuse to take part in these customs, their families or village communities may criticize them, insult them, or refuse to have anything to do with them. But Christians know that the dead are not alive somewhere else. It's impossible to communicate with them, and they cannot harm us. Be very careful. Never try to communicate with the dead or the demons, and never get involved in demonic customs. Deuteronomy 18:10-11 reads, "There should not be found in you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, anyone who employs divination, anyone practicing magic, anyone who looks for omens, a sorcerer, anyone binding others with a spell, anyone who consults a spirit medium or a fortune teller, or anyone who inquires of the dead." Paragraph 13, Question. What have many people who once lived in fear of the demons been able to do? The demons not only trick people, but also frighten them. Today, Satan and his demons know that they have only a short period of time before God removes them from the earth, so they are more violent and aggressive than ever. Revelation 12:12-17. However, thousands of people who once lived in fear of the demons don't fear them anymore. How did they break free from their fear of the demons? Resist and break free from the demons. Paragraph 14, Question. Like Christians in the first century, how can we break free from the demons? The Bible tells us how to resist the demons and how to break free from them. For example, some in the city of Ephesus were communicating with the demons before they learned the truth. How did they break free? The Bible says, "Quite a number of those who practiced magical arts brought their books together and burned them up before everybody." Acts 19:19. Because they wanted to be Christians, they destroyed all their books about magic. Similar action is necessary today. Everyone who wants to serve Jehovah needs to get rid of things that have anything to do with the demons. This includes books, magazines, horoscopes, movies, music, games, and even posters that make magic, demons, or the supernatural seem harmless or exciting. It also includes things that people wear to protect themselves from evil. Paragraph 15, Question. What else do we need to do to resist Satan and the demons? Some years after those in Ephesus destroyed their books about magic, the Apostle Paul wrote that they still had to struggle and fight against the wicked spirit forces. Ephesians 6:12. Yes, Even though they had already burned their books, the demons were still trying to harm them. So what else did they need to do? Paul told them, "Take up the large shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish or stop all the wicked one's burning arrows." Ephesians 6:16. Just as a shield protects a soldier in battle, our faith can protect us. If we have absolute confidence that Jehovah can protect us, we will be able to resist Satan and the demons. Paragraph 16. Question: how can we make our faith in Jehovah stronger? How can we make our faith in Jehovah stronger? We need to read the Bible every day and learn to rely on Him to protect us. If we have strong confidence in Jehovah, Satan and the demons will not be able to harm us. Paragraph 17. Question: what else will protect us from the demons? What else did the Christians in Ephesus need to do? They lived in a city full of demonism. So Paul told them, "Carry on prayer on every occasion." Ephesians 6:18. They needed to ask Jehovah for His protection at all times. What about us? We also live in a world that is full of demonism. So we too need to ask Jehovah for His protection, and we need to use His name when we pray. Proverbs 18:10 reads, "The name of Jehovah is a strong tower. Into it the righteous one runs and receives protection." If we keep on asking Jehovah to deliver us from Satan, Jehovah will answer our prayers. Paragraphs 18 and 19. Question A: how can we win our fight against Satan and the demons? Question B: what question will be answered in the next chapter? If we get rid of everything in our life that has to do with demonism and rely on Jehovah to protect us, we can resist Satan and the demons. We do not need to be afraid of them. James 4, 7 and 8 reads, "Therefore, subject yourselves to God, but oppose the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you indecisive ones." Jehovah is far more powerful than the demons. He punished them in Noah's day, and in the future He will destroy them. Remember, we are not alone in our fight. Jehovah is using His angels to protect us. We can be confident that with Jehovah's help, we can win our fight against Satan and the demons. But if Satan and the demons are causing so much suffering, why hasn't God destroyed them yet? This question will be answered in the next chapter. How to resist Satan and the demons. Get rid of everything that has to do with magic, the demons, or the supernatural. Study the Bible. Pray to Jehovah God. Summary. Truth 1. The angels are part of God's family. Praise Jehovah, all you His angels, mighty in power. Psalm 103:20. What do we know about the angels? Job 38:4-7. Jehovah created the angels before He created the earth. Revelation 5:11. There are millions of angels. 1 Peter 1:11 and 12. Angels have always been interested in Jehovah's purpose for the earth. Luke 15:10. The angels are very interested in those who serve God. Truth 2. The angels help God's servants. The angel of Jehovah camps all around those fearing Him, and He rescues them. Psalm 34:7. How do we know that angels can help people? Genesis 19:15-16, Daniel 6:22, Luke 22:43, and Acts 12:6-11. Angels helped Lot, Daniel, Jesus, and Peter. Hebrews 1:7-14. Jehovah uses his angels to help and to protect his servants today. Truth 3. Wicked angels try to harm us. We may not be overreached by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Who are the demons, and why are they harmful? Revelation 12:9. An angel rebelled against Jehovah. He is called Satan. Genesis 6:2. In Noah's time, some angels rebelled and came to the earth. Matthew 9:34. Those angels joined Satan's rebellion and became demons. Deuteronomy 18:10-11. The demons try to trick people and harm them any way they can. Truth 4. You can resist Satan and the demons. Oppose the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. How can you have Jehovah's help in resisting Satan and the demons? Acts 19:19. Get rid of all items connected with demonism that make magic, demons, or the supernatural seem harmless or exciting. Ephesians 6:16-18. Build your faith by studying the Bible and pray for God's protection. Proverbs 18:10. Use Jehovah's name.